Of course, the military reputation came about because the Vikings were the great mariners and explorers of medieval Europe. While many of their journeys were ones of conquest, they also had a deep love of exploration, and from their homeland in Scandinavia, they traveled as far as North America and became the first Europeans who are known to have set foot on what is now Canada. It was not until 1960 that the actual site of a Viking settlement in Vinland was found. At the tip of the Great Northern Peninsula in Newfoundland, Canada, a small Viking settlement at Lance-o-Meadows was excavated, where the foundations of three residential halls were found. These halls would have housed between 70 and 90 people. As well as the sod-covered halls, a smithy, where nails were made, and a small boat repair building have been found. It is believed that this settlement, which may have had as many as 500 inhabitants, is one of two settlements called Stromfjord and Herp, mentioned in the saga of Eric the Red, as being his Vinland bases. Lance-o-Meadows is thought to be the former, and it is believed that Herp was a summer camp, perhaps as far south as New Brunswick. The native inhabitants of the New World were called Skrælings by the Vikings, and there is evidence that they engaged in battle with the Beotooks at Lance-o-Meadows and the Mi'kmaq people further south. While there is still debate over where exactly the Norse settled the land, there is no hard evidence that they ventured further south than Newfoundland, where remains of a settlement have been found. If they had rounded Cape Breton and crossed the Cabot Strait, they would have come to a markedly different environment that would probably have compelled the explorers to come up with a fourth name for the region south of Vinland. Sources. The written knowledge of the Norse explorations of North America comes almost entirely from two sagas from Iceland, Eric the Red Saga and the Greenlanders Saga, written at least two centuries after the events mentioned. They are often published and referred to collectively as the Vinland Sagas. Scholars consider the Greenlanders Saga to be the more reliable. The earlier manuscript, now lost, is believed to date to sometime before 1200, and may have been initially composed in Greenland. It is preserved in the Icelandic book Flateyjarbók, written about 1387. Eric the Red Saga dates to the mid-13th century, and disagrees with the earlier tale in many particulars. The major difference is that Leif Erikson, the man credited with settling Vinland in the Greenlanders Saga, is only mentioned as being the person who first spotted the new land. Instead, Eric the Red Saga claims it was Thorfinn Karlsefni who settled Vinland, not with several expeditions, but with one large one. However, scholars assert that Eric the Red Saga is actually a propaganda tool to support the canonization of Bishop Bjorn Gilson, a descendant of Thorfinn Karlsefni. Having illustrious ancestors showed that their lineage was favored by God and increased the chances of canonization. Regardless, both sagas are valuable because they each mention things the other does not, and thus it is best to read them together. In recent decades, archaeology has also uncovered some vital clues to how and where the Norse settled and explored North America. Vinland is mentioned in another source, Adam of Bremen's Descriptio Insularum Aquilonis, which dates to about 1075. Adam was a German chronicler and scholar who wrote extensively about the history of the northern world, and his work is important since it is the earliest written source for Norse activities in Iceland, Greenland, and Vinland. He was used as a source by the prominent Icelandic writer Ari Thorgilsson, who, upon request from church authorities, began to write his Icelandinga book, Book of the Icelanders, in the 1120s. This history of Iceland begins with the first settlement, supposedly in 870, and continues through to Thorgilsson's time. Included are details of Eric the Red's colonization of Greenland. Crucially, these sagas recount a series of voyages during the late 10th and early 11th centuries to three new lands west of Greenland. The northernmost was Helluland, a mountainous and barren country. South of Helluland lay Markland, a low forested coast. South of Markland was Vinland. Helluland was a bleak place, with mountains or glaciers, depending on the source, found inland.